Shout aloud, hallelujah. Shout to Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please. As we close our eyes and pray for ourselves with this song loud and clear. Oh, we go. Impossibility possible. He made impossibility possible. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha. He made it. Hallelujah. He made impossibility possible. He made impossibility possible. Fire back these 3 arrows before you sit down. Say, I fire back every arrow of discouragement in the name of Jesus. Fire back every arrow of discouragement in the name of Jesus. Masekade aboshenderaba. Jesus' name we pray. This next prayer is for somebody here. I fire back every arrow of disgrace in the name of Jesus. Fire back. I shall not be disgraced in the name of Jesus. I shall not be disgraced. I'll refuse to be disgraced. In the name of Jesus. Masekate aboshente rabarabaraba. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I'll fire back every hour of untimely death. In the name of Jesus. Back in the name of Jesus. Yes, go on. Masepo kai boshende raba santa yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful God, we thank you for this morning. Praise your holy name for bringing us here. You are our rock, you are our strength. You are our shelter in the time of trouble. Thank you, Lord. We pray that this morning you will lay your hands upon us and teach us directly from your feet. And at the end of everything, let us glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. The Lord has designed this morning for a particular purpose. You will begin to discover it as we go along. But I want to encourage you this morning to pray from your heart as usual. The 14 prayers we're going to pray after this message. We're looking for a few minutes on what I call the mystery of troubles. The mystery of troubles. Please listen very carefully. The mystery of troubles. Bow down your heads, beloved. Tell the Lord to specially open your heart this day and speak to you specially. Tell him to specially open your heart. And he's here. He has a word for you. He has something for you. That's why he brought you here. Amen. Praise the Lord. The mystery of troubles. In Romans chapter 8, we see one of the most profound verses in scripture. Deeply profound. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Sometimes this verse may sound very strange and funny, but if you look at it deeply, you will understand what it's talking about. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know. They knew then. The question is, do we know now? They knew that all things. My sister, how many things? He didn't say some things. All things work together. When he says all things, bad, good, medium, clear, unclear, stable, unstable, friendly, unfriendly, all things work together for good to them. That is, all those things that are working together for good, it's not for everybody. It's for some particular kind of people. So to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Look at the verse very clearly again. All things work together for good to them that love God. Question number one. Do you love God? You may say, yes, I come to church. I belong to this group, I belong to that group. But all sinners actually hate God. Any sin that you are pampering in your life shows that you are still an enemy of God. Do you love God? Then those who are called according to his purpose. Since you have defined his purpose for your life, and you are traveling according to that purpose. Only under those two conditions will all things work together for good. I remember the story of Bernard Gilpin this day. Bernard Gilpin was somebody that was persecuted for his faith. He was preaching the Bible, but they said he was preaching heresy. But there is one strange thing about Bernard Gilpin. Bernard Gilpin had a nickname. His nickname is All Things Are For The Best. They call him Mr. All Things Are For The Best. He was always making that statement. Just like one of my friends who used to say, oh, you're alone. Anything, say, oh, you're alone. So I sometimes call him Pastor, oh, you're alone.
God understands.
He is always saying, all things are for the best. One day he was preaching in the morning in his church. And they came to arrest him on the pulpit for preaching heresy. And they were dragging him before the judgment seat to go and burn him like they burn Christians in those days. On the way, Bernard Gilpin fell down and broke his right leg. And he was in pains. The people who arrested him said, what? Broke your leg now? Is this too for the best? You say all things are for the best. Yeah, your leg is broken. Bernard said, all things are still for the best. Now, his leg that broke on the way slowed down their journey to the judgment seat.
By the time they could patch him up and carry him to the judgment seat, the king who wanted to sentence him to death was dead. His leg that broke on the way, that slowed down his journey, gave sufficient time for that king to die. And by the time that king died, the king that took over was a Christian. Say, leave him alone, let him go. Continue the preaching. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Meaning that there is a mystery to what you call trouble that you may not understand. When that fellow broke his leg, it was trouble for him. But then it worked out for good. There are many people, listen to me here this morning, who would never have become prayer warriors in their lives if there are no witches in their family. If not for the witches in their family, it's because those witches are there, they became prayer warriors. They would not have even known how to pray. They wouldn't know what to say. Some were just reading their prayer books where they were. Until one day the enemy fired an arrow into the backbone. And then he started praying. And during the prayer to remove the problem, he became a prayer warrior. There was a mystery to the trouble that he had. In Job chapter 14 verse 1. Job 14 1. The Bible says this. Job 14 1. Man that is born of a woman is of few days. And full of what? Trouble. Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of troubles. And by the time you look at your Job again, chapter 5, look at it from verse 6 to 7. Job chapter 5, 6 to 7. Although affliction cometh not forth of the dust, neither trouble spring out of the ground, yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. The mystery of troubles. Everyone has troubles. Life is not simple at all. And it's not possible to travel the road of life without any pitfall, without any obstacle. Life is not a 100 meters race. It's a journey. It's not get on your mark, just said go, and you start running. And within a few minutes, they say, yeah, it's over. This is a journey. The journey can be long and difficult. But this may be very difficult for you to believe. The troubles that come our ways is an asset. Because you do your best work when you are against your greatest opposition. You know, my basic training was in the sciences. I was a year, I read an experiment carried out by Russian scientists. They took two groups of rats. The first group of rats, they gave them food, they gave them drink, they gave them all the convenient things that rats normally run around to find. I mean, those rats were enjoying themselves. They could sleep when they liked. They could play. They had everything. They ate and ate and ate and ate. Then there was a second group of rats. Those ones, they put them inside a small cage with two cats surrounding them. And the cats were terrorizing their lives. And they fed them minimum diet. And they left them for a while. After a little while, they found that these well-fed rats, who had no problem at all, their hair was falling off. And they were dying off very quickly. But these other rats, they were being harassed every day. When they woke up in the morning, they hear meow. And when they jumped another place. They remain healthy and strong. There is a mystery to the trouble we go through. Beloved, you cannot be victorious if you are running away from the battle. How can you know that God is a healer when you have never been sick? How can you know that he's a provider when you are never in need? How can you know that he's your greatest friend when you have never been lonely? So, beloved, every difficulty has an opportunity. And every opportunity has a difficulty. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, from verse 8. 2 Corinthians 4, 8. Says this. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not in despair. Trouble is part of life, and it brings out the best of our talents. Because any part you are traveling, and there is no obstacle, will lead you nowhere. Without a struggle, there can be no progress. Without a cross, there can be no crown. Our troubles are what God uses to train us like they train wrestlers. That's why somebody has said there is no education like adversity. When troubles are harsh upon a person, that trouble becomes your best boxing partner. And it is where the storm and the wind is very strong. That's where you find the strongest trees standing. And nobody here this morning is finished. No. The only person who is finished is somebody who surrenders. And so there is no way you can avoid trouble. And you are not the only one that is having troubles. And I want you to understand this, that you may be in trouble not because you are a sinner. You may be in trouble because your life is a threat. At this level, I'd like you to raise up your right hand to the heavens. And say, my destiny, reject evil voices. Arise. Can you say those things with boldness? Yes. I want you to put your emphasis on the arise. Can you say it again? In the name of Jesus. Reject evil voices, but arise. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Now, listen carefully, beloved. Trouble and prayers, they are twin brothers. Prayer is mostly the voice of men in trouble. Because trouble does not discriminate. Whether it's your age, your color, whether you are rich or poor, trouble does not discriminate. Trouble has no respect. You don't have to invite them, they will come. The day of trouble comes upon every man at some point and time in life. The question is whether the trouble will make you bitter or better. Some people are so bitter about life. They are so bitter about what's happening in life. Whereas it's not supposed to be so. Then our troubles differ. People say fingers are not equal. You will be wasting your time to compare yourself to any other person. It's an evil comparison. Your life is different. Your focus is different. Your purpose is different. Your destiny is different. So there is no room for comparing yourself with another person. Instead of that, locate what God wants to do for your life and pursue it vigorously. There are no two people under the sun that has the same trouble. Trouble is something that has varieties. Trouble is also sometimes God's servant. Jonah decided to pursue his own agenda instead of the agenda of the Almighty. So God started trouble for Jonah. For example, if God wants you to do something and you are not doing it, it could start off trouble for you. The trouble will now make you to go and do what he wants you to do. I want you to understand that God is more interested in you fulfilling your purpose than for you to be comfortable. No. He's more interested in that you fulfilling your purpose. Because if you are comfortable and you are rich and you are wealthy and you do not fulfill your purpose, you are a failure. So God started trouble for Jonah. So trouble is one of God's agents to make people fulfill their purpose. But there is no trouble that is above God or that is beyond his control. There is no trouble that arises by chance, nor does it occur by accident. The way you now deal with that trouble will decide the kind of champion you become. Trouble sometimes brings strong men low. It humbles the proud and discloses our weaknesses. So that trouble is a common denominator. And more than any other factor in life, trouble drove people to success. I know so many people here in Mountain of Fire who have testimonies that the enemies began to pursue them and pursue them and pursue them and mistakenly pursue them into their breakthroughs. As if not the enemy that was pursuing them. They don't come to places like this. I mean, the other time, somebody wrote me a letter from a psychiatric hospital because we wrote them that you wanted to come and start praying for those who were sick there. They wrote back to me and said, "We don't want your church here. Number one, you people believe there are demons which cannot be scientifically proved. Number two, you claim to be a doctor of science and you are praying primitive prayers like that. You are making scary statements." That's the kind of letter they wrote to us. But then, something happened one day. I was passing somewhere here. And I found somebody shaking his head vigorously, during prayers. And I looked. This is a doctor now. "Excuse me, sir. What are you doing here?" "Are you not the one that wrote this letter? Wrote that letter to me?" "We didn't know our left from our right that time. But we are here now." "So what brought you here?" "A patient came to the clinic. As I was examining the patient, something entered into his hand. And the two hands went dead. And that as he was struggling there to still look after the patient, he noticed that the patient was smiling." "I said, you are smiling?" "So yes." So you are doing this kind of work without fortifying yourself?" "By Wednesday he came here. He prayed the kind of prayer that he said was wrong." Trouble drives people to success. Drives people to their breakthrough. And like I used to tell all of us here, what a man needs to make progress is to have a powerful enemy. When you have a powerful enemy pursuing you, and now you become strong, the strength you gather, you will use it to defeat the enemy pursuing you, but then it becomes your property forever, so that whoever tries it again, they get into trouble. When there is a fight on the boxing ring, and they say, "Fight, round one, fight," and within 2 minutes, you give your enemy a technical knockout, when they say the person should come and fight you again, you say, "No, I don't want to go there again." I pray, after all those who are gathered there this morning, shall give a death blow to every power pursuing their life. In the name of Jesus. I was in the airport one day, and I had this man. The man is a raw unbeliever, serious unbeliever. And he was shouting there, "I thank God for my enemies. They made me what I became. Said, the more they fought me, the stronger I became. And now I'm the one they are all bowing down to." Your enemy sharpens your sword. Your enemy develops your skills for you. I want you to understand this, to know that there is a mystery about trouble. And don't think all the troubles are problems. Sometimes God wants you to climb high. He's planning something big for you. He's planning something wonderful for you. Something glorious and mighty. But you notice that your present level of spiritual strength is not enough. It's not enough to get you there. So you say, "How do I bring this one up?" Well, I do something. And the person starts doing it. Somebody very close to me, many, many years ago, actually that's my own daddy, before he went to be with the Lord. I think God wanted him to pray some serious prayers. He didn't have time, he was busy. So, okay. He was in the police force that time. He arrested a trailer of stockfish that some people were trying to steal out of Port Harcourt. So when he arrested his truck of stockfish plus those who were trying to steal it, they took the vehicle to the station, the trailer to the station. He locked up those that were caught with the trailer. The keys to the trailer were in his pocket. And he congratulated himself and went to sleep that, yes, he's done a good work today. But by the time he woke up in the morning, trailer with stockfish had disappeared from the front of police station. And you know, it became a roundabout turn. He was the one with the keys. And nobody else had the keys. And now the lorry had disappeared. So they said, well, if you say you are not the one that stole it, we'll give you 24 hours to produce it. If not, we'll lock you up. He locked himself up straight away and started 3 days drive fast. After the 3 days drive fast, they found the lorry again. God wanted him to pray. He was not praying. So God raised up storm so that he can pray. I want you to know that many things that God wants to do for our life, they're just waiting in heaven uncollected. Because the level we are now is not strong enough to handle those things. So God, give me this, give me that. I want a fast car, I want a fast house, I want a fast boat, I want a fast this, fast that. Now the person who is asking for these things loses his temper very easily. Let this temper go, so that you can go into your inheritance. No, they are not in a hurry. No. I want it now, I want it now. God knows what he's doing. I read the story of one fellow. One of the most popular hotels in the world is one hotel they call Holiday Inn. This Holiday Inn, the first series of Holiday Inn were built by one man. Now, this man that built these chains of hotels, he was always giving a testimony that I thank God for the man that sacked me. Because he was working in a sawmill. And at the age of 40, they came one day and said, you are fired. And he went home crying. When he got home, the wife said, what do you want to do now? I said, well, there's nothing we can do. He said, okay, we are going to sell our own house first. Rent a room somewhere else. Then, with the money, we build more houses and start selling. And within 5 years, the man became a multimillionaire. And he kept giving testimony. I thank God for the man that sacked me. Because if the man did not sack him, he will remain in his sawmill. Can you raise up your right hand to the heavenly? And say, my Father, if I'm in the wrong thing, reschedule me by fire. In the name of Jesus. Rescue me by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, when you are in the midst of trouble, there are some ways you must not face that trouble. There are some certain things you can't do. If you do it, the trouble may swallow you up. Number one, you cannot be bitter. If you are bitter, the trouble will swallow you up. As you are sitting down there, decide that you are not going to be bitter against anybody who has offended you. There is something called the root of bitterness. It must be uprooted if you must overcome your trouble. Number two, you must not fall apart. Some will just fall apart. Well, finish now. What else remains? Finish now. Fall apart. Number three, you must not allow anger to get the better of you. No matter how offended you may be. To get angry in the face of trouble with an anger that is not holy anger is to look for more trouble. Four, you must not hate anyone. The Bible says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Read the Bible well, beloved. The most aggressive, acidic prayers in the Bible were prayed by the psalmist. But the same psalmist, when he had opportunity of killing Saul, said, no, I will not touch the Lord's anointing. The psalmist's prayer were directed against spiritual enemies. Number five, don't give up. A lot of people give up very quickly. So we say, I'll be coming here for this, for that, for this, for that. And most of them give up right at the edge of their success. Number six, don't backslide. Don't backslide. If you want to backslide, where will you even backslide to now? It's too late. You want to backslide into HIV? Or where? What is there in the world to even go and look for now? Nothing. Nothing. Is it the painting and all the other kinds of things that people do? Is it the clothes or whatever? What is it? There is nothing to go and look for out there. Don't give up. Don't backslide. Then, number seven, don't make negative statements against your own self. And nobody cares about my problems. Everybody is looking at me one kind. If they look at you one kind, you too look at them one kind. I'm worried. Nothing always works out. Nobody really cares. And some will say that they wish that their lives were over. Some will say, why can't I have breakthrough like other people? If God opens your eyes to see the hole from where he dug you to the level you are, then you know that you don't compare yourself to others. I want you to understand this very, very well. Bible says the battle is not to the strong, neither is the race to the swift. The fact that they say, get on your marks, get set, go, and you are the first person to jump forward, it doesn't mean that you will win the race. Then the last thing you should not do, you should never be discouraged. Because if you are discouraged, you will pray the wrong prayer. You will say the wrong things. You will think the wrong things. And you do the wrong things. Then you begin to see the wrong things. When you are discouraged, you will pray the wrong prayer. You will be saying the wrong things. You will be thinking the wrong things. Then you start doing the wrong things. Then you begin to see the negative dreams, negative visions, negative things. Then the person will now end up in the wrong place. And when the person ends up in the wrong place, the wrong spirit will now take over. The wrong spirit takes over the life of the person. Beloved, the trouble that you are in is a signal that your life is a threat. A threat to some powers. And most of these problems most of us complain about, they are really profitable difficulties. I've shared this testimony before with you. I will share it again today. More so because my last trip to our headquarters in London, I saw the sister there. Saw the sister there again. Old Yaba Road, while MFM was still at number 60, Old Yaba Road, was then they brought the sister. I can't even say they brought her. They packed her like clothes to the place. Because on very close to our wedding day, they did the engagement, did the introduction, they stole the clothes, took the bride, groom, all bride, and all those people they carried along with them. Cards were already out. Then the man just came. Said, sorry, I'm no longer interested. Said, what? Said, I'm no longer interested. I found somebody better than you. And to worsen the case of this sister, the person the bridegroom wanted to marry now was the chief's bridesmaid. So she collapsed. And they had great trouble trying to grab some tablets from her. She wanted to swallow it and die. It was then they brought her to us. I said, my sister, don't die. Sir, man of God, you don't understand. You don't understand this thing. It's very painful. You don't understand. He said, has it happened to you before? I said, no. I said, but you don't understand. I said, don't kill yourself. Anyway, I persuaded her. I said, I have a word from the Lord to you. And when the day you are going to get married, I will come and make fun of you there. I said, You say, It's okay. I hold fast to that word. A week after the wedding of the man to our chief's bridesmaid, the man died. So sometimes when there is trouble, it's a profitable difficulty. Listen, beloved. The day she now got married here, I called her in and said, if you have died that day, you won't be dancing here now. Discouragement is a terrible disease. And you must never allow it to get into your spirit. But that discouragement is a personal decision. You must make a conscious decision. No matter what, I refuse to be discouraged. This morning, there are 14 prayers the Holy Ghost said we should pray. But I'd like you to bow down your head where you are. And ask the Lord to forgive you for occasions when you have not trusted him with all your heart. For those times when you are giving in to worry and anxiety, For those times when you have behaved as if your God has no power. For those times you have spent sleepless night, wasting your time, not knowing that there are 14 prayers the Holy Ghost said we should pray. But I'd like you to bow down your head where you are. And ask the Lord to forgive you for occasions when you have not thrown. For those times when you are giving in to worry and anxiety. For those times when you have behaved as if your God has no power. For those times you have spent sleepless night, wasting your time, not knowing that God is working all things together for good for you. Those times you are blaspheming even against the Lord. And oh God, why? God, why? Why did you allow this to happen? Make up your mind that this morning, whatever it takes, you will give it to it. That every array of wickedness gathered against you must scatter. This year will be one of your best years on earth. Amen. All eyes closed. Within the next few minutes, I want you to key in to the awesomeness of the power of God. There is no situation that God to the awesomeness of the power of God. There is no situation that God cannot resolve. He says, is anything too difficult for me? So if you have that faith, too difficult for me. So if you have that faith, pray the following prayers from your heart and expect instant manifestation. The Bible says faith is now. Now. If any of you shall say the following prayers from your heart and expect instant manifestation. The Bible says faith is now. Now. If any of you shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be cast, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believeth in his heart that that which he has said shall come to pass. The Bible now makes a sweeping statement. A sweeping statement. Say, soon. You will now raise up your voices like fire and like thunder. The mountain of opposition. Against my happiness. Can you say this with holy anger? In the name of Jesus. Deal with the mountain of opposition. Masopokayabo shente labokolaba. Opposition. Masopokayabo shente labokolaba. Yes. Yes. Deal with the mountain of opposition. In Jesus' name. Amen. There is an Igbo man here. Your uncle Your uncle is the strong man in your family. And this your uncle has destroyed so many things. You have been praying, but as if those prayers are not going anywhere. If according to the calculation of this wicked uncle, you are supposed to die today. But the back to the sender prayer you prayed before we started has taken place. Thank you, Jesus. I will not say more than that until I hear from you. Because news shall get to you. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You will raise up your voices again like fire and like thunder. And as we pray this prayer, there are some people who have been experiencing career blockages, professional blockages. The Lord will move in with a boom. I will not say more than that until I hear from you. Because new glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you. You will raise up your voices again like fire and like thunder. And as we pray this prayer, there are some people who have been experiencing career blockages, professional blockages. The Lord will move in with a bulldozing power. As you are praying this prayer, as you are praying it, those things will begin to happen instantly. Holy Ghost fire! Amen! Clear my way! In the name of Jesus!
Clear the way in the name of Jesus. Clear the way in the name of Jesus. Yes. Clear the way. Yes.
That is wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Called Dora, D-O-R-A. That's your name. I can see it in the spirit. All the nice tongues and tissues around you. So you can't move. The power of God has cleared them away. You open your mouth like fire again. Look at what is happening over there. That's right. Yes.
Association of which dog? It's my destiny.
Let me see. I don't to them. Do I need to do anything? You never can tell where that your colleague in the office has gone. You never can tell where those your business partners have gone. We know many chairman of this, chairman of that, who have idols in their bedrooms, and they are busy pulling down their competitors. Can you shout this louder and clear? Scatter! In the name of Jesus! Scatter! In the name of Jesus! Come out of the scatter! That was my scattering of those powers. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes. Name we pray. That's wonderful. Number four. As a sister carried to this service this morning. Because you were attacked and the enemy is drinking your blood. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming up. And what has been withdrawn from your body is back. That's right. Whatever you cannot do, you need to do it now. Because the hand of God is already upon you. Say, I alive by fire. Fire above all negative circumstances. Can I hear the sister saying this? Sisters, is that the best you can say these things? Arise by fire above all. Brothers, shout it loud and clear. Yes. Shout it loud and clear. Yes. Everybody together now. Arise. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Above all negative circumstances, in the name of Jesus. That's right. Masikaya Boshentera Bokopolaba. Jesus' name we pray. You will now give this command to any trouble facing you. Give this aggressive command. The Bible says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established. Say, my problem become my problem. In the name of Jesus. Become my promotion in the name of Jesus. They must become my promotion in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. It's a person now with a lump in the breast. Check it out now, because it has gone back to the sender. I'm waiting for you. Check it very well and convince yourself, because it was a satanic arrow. Amen. No, that person is just catching the overflow. The same person is still checking. The checking is becoming smaller. This is to show you that the word of God is more powerful than the words of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, voices like fire and like thunder too. And this particular one is who knows this year has to be one of our best years on earth. Every power sitting on my prosperity. Can you shout it louder at the person next to you? What are you waiting for? Die! In the name of Jesus. They must be removed from your prosperity. You must shine. You must pray. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's wonderful. Say this with a loud voice too. This is the final prayer point. We continue next week. The power of turn around breakthroughs. Please pray it. Even your enemy, and they'll be shocked. That power, shocked. That boost. Watch it loud and clear. Come upon me by Russian. Come upon me by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. If you believe the Lord has answered the prayer, shout a loud hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Coming by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Believe the Lord of prayer, shout loud hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forever. Now is to blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forever. From the rising of the sun, from the rising of the sun, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name, the Lord's name is to be praised. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Let us share the grace in fellowship.